passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We're back, the second hour of the program straight ahead. We have a few more guests, including Bruce Feldman from The Athletic. He'll join us to talk about the game in 2 weeks. Michael Katz on what's happening in the portal. The coach at UTSA 2 days before National Signing Day, Coach Traeger. And Larry is up next. What's up?
Yeah, man, I was looking at YouTube last night, man, catching up on some recruiting. And Georgia had 18 players go to the portal.
Okay.
Including that backup quarterback. And Aaron Murray tweeted about it. He talking about he didn't understand what's going on. But that's a lot of damn players, Paul Feinbaum.
That's quite a few. What do you think it means, Larry?
Yeah.
Do you have some opinion?
Yeah.
That opinion is what?
That is, I'm laughing my ass off. Good deal, Daryl. Yeah. I wish they had everybody quit. And Georgia fans, they just are just intolerable. Intolerable. They are just, yeah. And just about as bad as Auburn. Nothing could be better than Auburn. Yeah. And you throw a wild man there with Auburn, you got the worst fan base in the world. But no, I just tell you, man, I got my Silverado sitting out there, and the torque converter went out. It's almost new and got a warranty on it. And it's been 3 months, and they still ain't got my damn transmission. 3 months, Feinbaum, and I don't have no way, really. Anybody out there give me a ride to my doctor's appointment? Come on. I'm pissed off. Man, wouldn't that make you mad?
It would. So what's
you better talk to me about something, boy.
Well, hold on.
You better get up there. And...
Don't you talk what? Like that. Don't you sass talk me, buddy.
Oh, hey, just be careful. Don't start smack talking me, Jack. I'll see you eventually.
No, you...
Eventually.
No, I don't think Larry, don't say that.
Yeah,
I was about to offer you a solution to your problem, but you know what? Forget it.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Hey, man, I didn't mean that.
Randy was
buddy,
about
baby.
To drive his spare truck down to whatever podunk pond you live on, and he was going to let you have it. Randy, are you still going to do that?
Let me have a transmission.
Well, he was going to give you a new car.
Who? You
Randy?
Are?
Randy.
Randy, I knew he loved me, man. Randy, I love you, brother. What I said,
how old's the car, Randy?
I take it back right now.
It's a 10-year-old. It's a 10-year-old Datsun truck.
Yeah, man. Come on, Randy. You the man, brother.
It's, you don't mind that it's got.
You make it air conditioning seats. It blows on your ass. You know that air conditioning. Ooh, that's nice.
It's in the. It's painted Tennessee orange.
Paul, you messing me? Ain't nobody gonna give me nothing. Hell no. Hey, I'm done losing my church with everybody out there. And nobody says nothing about me no
where
more.
Where did you get the truck, Larry?
I don't want to say right now because I don't want to blame him because it's a United Auto Workers strike.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want nobody to think that it's his fault because if I say the name of the place, it's going to be
a private. At a private place, is that right?
Yeah, it's a car dealership in Hoover. Yeah, they're good. I can't blame them, man.
Okay.
But it's just hard for me to get my appointments.
Well, I got a car in July that there's still a key that I don't have.
You what now? You don't have?
I said I got a new car in July, and they still owe me a key that they can't.
Oh
produce.
Boy, who was that?
Well, I'm not going to mention the dealership because. and I'll never get it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Larry. That's the problem, especially it's a chip.
Oh yeah.
You can't get anything. I mean, COVID's been over what? We're still dealing with all that. John is in Virginia. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing great.
Good, good. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
So, quick question. Just kind of want to talk football, swaying away from Larry talking about his car as much as...
I don't know about you.
Great.
That was downright fascinating.
That was something. I want to know what you think about Jace McClellan, how healthy he is going to be, and then our other running back, Roydell Williams, and our third running back and our quarterback, Jalen Milroe, and what you think we can do running the ball-wise versus Michigan defense, who I truly do not – I just haven't seen them play enough, and I don't know much about them, quite frankly, because it seems to me they play on Peacock or play somewhere at noon every single weekend, and I can't seem to find them play. So
they mainly
I'd
play,
like to hear your opinion
John, at
on
noon
it.
On Fox. That's where most of their big games. I am going to defer that question for an hour because we have Bruce Feldman on at 5 o'clock, and he has interviewed countless coaches around the country who broke down what Michigan is good at, what they're susceptible. So I'd rather defer to him before I start just rambling like the previous caller named Larry. Daryl is in Baton Rouge. Hello, Daryl.
Hello. How you doing today?
Hey there.
You're making out.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Glad you're making out okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I wanted to talk about NIL for a minute. Say a five-star athlete signs with a major university and like a car dealership picks him up for NIL money. I wonder if it's a lump sum for just 1 year, or they're going to pay him so much every year. And if they do that, there'll be a contract. I wonder who reviews the contract for the player because they can't have an agent, right?
Well, no, they can't. But what happens, Daryl, is these collectives – understand how to follow the letter of whatever law there is. So they handle everything and they tell the player how to do it. And essentially most schools, most of the big schools, the number is somewhere between 30 and 50,000, maybe a few schools, you're talking about 100,000, and that's a flat fee. And then the rest of it comes from whatever you can command.
Yeah, but you know, say if it's a lump sum, I'm just going to throw a number out there, $1 million.
Yeah.
And if it's just for 1 year, that's probably okay. But if they give him something on the second year and he gets hurt, I guess he's just out of money and out of luck.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. I mean, these are professionals. They're not just doing this out of the back of their car. They know exactly how to do it. And they are following the letter of the law. That's why you bring these groups in, and I was talking to Greg Byrne about that Saturday night, and the collectives are where the action is. You know it, being in Baton Rouge, it's the most critical way of raising money and of supplying the NIL money directly to the player. We'll take a short break. We have more to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back, and let's head out to California. Chris is up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Paul. So great to be on your show.
Thank you.
You know, I've been following you for since 2015, and, you know, the SEC is just so far superior to all the other conferences, not just in the play on the field and the championships, but the SEC Nation is, with Laura and Jordan and Tim and Roman, is so far. I watch more of that on Saturday than I do game day with Kurt Herbstreit and Desmond and all the others. Just so far superior in everything. I mean, SEC Nation, the Saturdays in the South, Marty and McGee. How about that 8-segment history of the SEC? I've got that all of them recorded, and just the greatness. I mean, even the theme songs that you have. I mean, the poor Pac-12. It's just heartbreaking to see a 108-year institution like that gone. Hate to see that go. I'm glad to see a Pac-12 team has gotten in for the championship. I'm really torn on that because I'd like to see the Pac-12 go out as a national champ, and it's doubtful that's going to happen. But how about everyone wants to see Texas and Alabama? Alabama should handle Michigan. Hopefully Texas will handle Washington, and we'll get a rematch. But, you know, the segments you guys do sometimes just brings tears. It's so emotional and such great stories and history. I just love your program, and it's just a pleasure to watch it. I'm retired.
Well, Chris, first of all, thank you for saying that. I'm going to show some rare discretion and not comment on any other show, considering some of the things that have been said lately, but I do know where you are going. I think that everybody connected to the SEC Network is very proud of the work that we do here, and I think it is standalone, and it's the network that every other network is trying to be like, and quite frankly, none of them are succeeding.
Not even close. I mean, from A to Z, it'd be great if it was different. I'm out here in the Pac-12, grew up, played for San Francisco State, Vic Rowan, went to Cal games all the time. That'd be great, but not even close. All the other, ACC, the Big Ten, just does not even come close. And especially now that with the realignment and who knows where that's going to lead to, but just the quality, the talent, and, you know, that segment you did on Mike Leach was quite emotional. And you do a lot of that stuff on your show and even on SEC Nation on the weekend. Can I make a comment on Laura? I don't want it to sound misogynistic.
Sure.
I just want to say that if Laura was born... Laura is the sky's the limit with that young lady. She is such a tremendous host. I don't see how she does that on Saturdays and the NFL now. But if she was born a son, she would have been undefeated, Heisman Trophy winner, SEC Player of the Year, went on to play in the NFL and went to the Hall of Fame. Her talent and what she brings with all the other guys, Tim and Jordan and everybody, she's just phenomenal. nobody comes close. So happy holidays to
you
and all your staff.
You take care of yourself and you have a great holiday yourself. Let's continue. Dan is up next in Alabama. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great.
Hey, so I was just wanting to, I've been trying to get on for a while to talk about this, but I was wanting to say about the game that Jalen Milroe lost to Texas. After that, you know, my dad always told me when I was growing up that the best player in college football is the second string quarterback at Alabama. And the great thing was, is that Saban totally manipulated the fan base by putting those guys in the next game, because he knew that they weren't as good as Milroe. He knew they weren't going to start, but he had to put them in just to show and sort of shut the fans up. You know, he had to like shut them up because everybody was clamoring just to get these other quarterbacks in like crazy. And then as soon as that game came, the next game, you notice everybody just shut up and was like, Milroe's our guy.
Hey, I have a question though, Dan. Why do you think Nick Saban, assuming what you said was true, why do you think he cared what the fans said? Never seemed to in the past.
Well, it's because it does wear on the quarterback.
Oh, okay.
If everybody's just talking about Milroe, how, you know, he can't win a game, he can't throw 10 yards, you know, down past the line of scrimmage, that kind of stuff. I mean, kids, they hear and read all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and he shut them up in a second. That game right there, he knew he could pull it out with the second and third string. You know, and then it's just funny because he started Buckner first, which then after that game, Buckner went to three. So, you know, it's just I just think it was just a brilliant that was one of his most brilliant coaching moves all year. And it wasn't for the reason that everybody thought it was. It really had nothing to do with Milroe. And I think he told Milroe before the game, it was like, dude, you're our starting quarterback. I just got to shut these people up.
and Dan, I hate to be a journalism professor, but what is the source of what you just quoted?
Oh, nothing. There's no source.
Okay,
I'm just curious. This is 100%.
I talk about this every day of the week, and on December 18th, that's the first time I've heard that. Jace is up next in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, Larry was evidently, I don't know how many Coors Lights he was into, but he seemed to revel in the players we're losing in the portal. You know, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, if these guys want to leave, I mean, that's their right. But, I mean, a lot of these guys that are leaving in the portal are not going to get big NIL money. I mean, they're not. And, you know, I see where Beck has said he's going to play the Orange Bowl, but he doesn't know what his future holds after that. Now, I'm hearing that he wants anywhere from $2 to $4 million to come back to Georgia next year
collective. Hold on, let me make sure I get this. You said Beck was asking for $2 to $4 million. Is that right?
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. I know some people are going to be irritated. Before I even give you the news of the day, what is your source on Carson Beck asking for that kind of money?
I am a member.
You said that's what I'm hearing.
Hang on.
Where specifically have you heard that?
I heard that from an alumni group that I get a newsletter every 2 to 3 days from.
And that newsletter comes from an alumni group?
Yes.
And in that newsletter, What specifically did it say?
What it said today is he's going to play in the Orange Bowl, but that he is wanting anywhere from $2 to $4 million from the collective to come back and play next year.
Okay, well, Jace, we have some news for you that may or may not support your theory or newsletter, but Carson Beck has just announced he's back. The NFL can wait one more year. I am returning to UGA. We need everyone's support in Miami to close out the season the right way. That's got to be bad news for Larry, who was writing the epitaph of the University of Georgia, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We are back. Stacy is up next. Hello, Stacy.
What up, Paul Feinbaum? You feeling better, man?
Yes, sir.
Good, good to hear that. I don't know why people think about what they're going to say before they call the show. Some people call the show trying to make themselves relevant callers instead of just calling the show and telling the truth. Now, Jason know he ain't got that information from nobody. He ain't heard that. He know he ain't heard that. But if he did hear, and if it is true, I don't care if they pay him $8 million. He still ain't going to beat Alabama. So we really don't care. He's just trying to make himself a relevant caller. And at the end of the day, he made a fool out of himself.
Hey, Stacey, do you feel like with that win that Alabama has just completely left Georgia in the dust now?
You know what? What's the guy name? And I'm going to answer your question. What's the guy name? He was on game day, but he's not on there anymore.
David Pollock.
He played defensive back.
Pollock.
David Pollock. You know what he did? Ask him that question. Because he set up on set with Nick Saban next to him and said, oh, Georgia is the king of football world now. He said that sitting beside the GOAT. And then I came back to slap him and the rest of the Bulldog Nations in the face. So, yeah, we back on top, and we going to stay on top until Nick Saban decide he want to leave Alabama. Now, what you think about that, Paul?
Stacey, I tend to think you have elucidated the situation very well.
Now, give me a Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. See you later, Paul.
You got it. Wasn't the best Roll Tide, but I'm saving my voice for next week. Raymond in North Carolina. Hello, Raymond.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
I'm a big Alabama fan. I have three questions for you, and I'll shoot these off and wait on your response.
Thank you.
So the first question is, do you know if Alabama owns the patent rights to the first on-field injury tent? And the second question is, when we accepted, or we being the SEC, when we accepted Texas and Oklahoma into the conference, did they consider going to a four-division, four-team format so that more teams could experience winning a division? And the third question is, with Texas and Oklahoma, we haven't this season hasn't officially ended yet. So when Texas and Oklahoma plays their bowl game, where does their bowl revenue go? Does it go to the Big 12 or the SEC? And I'll wait on your answer.
Raymond, I don't know the first question. I don't know the answer about the tent. As far as the final question you asked, until July 1st, 2024, Texas and Oklahoma are not members of the SEC. So on July 1st, they converge. That's the date they become officially a member. Why do we wait till then? Because Texas is still playing a million other sports, basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, and that would the end of June is the end of the calendar year. So that's when they officially get into the league. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And Tina is up next. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Well, I'm really glad to be a part of your show. I've been trying for the last 3 years, and I finally got in today, so roll tide.
Thank you. Roll tide.
My question is, my husband and I was discussing that we read somewhere where Florida was going to opt on the bowl because FSU didn't get in. And so my first question is, did Florida get in, and why would they opt if FSU's going to play?
Well, nobody's getting in, Tina. All that's just a bunch of rhetoric. That game is not going to – nothing is going to change. That game is set.
Okay. So that goes to show that you can't believe everything you hear or read, and it's kind of like what Nick Saban said, the rat poison will kill you.
It will. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Let's move along. And Mark is up next. Hey, Mark, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I was just catching some of Chip Kelly's comments that he put out about how everyone should become independent and they should have 64 team conferences for the main guys and 64 conferences for the lesser guys. And, I mean, his school is the one with USC that destroyed the Pac-12, and now he's bellyaching about the results that he gets from that destruction. I don't understand it.
Chip Kelly is really full of it with that statement. He tried to channel Mike Leach and failed. Mike could do that. He was funny. He was irreverent. He was all over the place. Chip Kelly, frankly, was just boring, and he made no sense. His second half of his argument fell very, very flat. Peggy in Tennessee, how are you, Peggy?
Lord, that is too quick, Paul.
Well, hey, I heard you were upset with us for not getting in the show, so we saw your name, and we invited you on in.
What?
Well, I may have made that.
What are you talking about?
I keep up with you, Peggy.
Oh, when you hung up on me 2 weeks ago or a week ago, over that.
Well, I saw you said something on social media about whether you're not sure how welcome you felt here.
Well, I did that day.
Peggy, it's never personal,
particularly.
Okay? We're just trying to move on.
Okay. All right.
I had somebody a couple of years ago who came up to me, I don't know, airport, wherever. And he said, man, I've hated your guts for 20 years. I'm like, go looking around to see if there was any security. And he goes, I said, is there some reason for that? He said, yeah, I was calling you in 2003, and I was really upset about something you said. You cut me off. I'm like, going, and you just now?
Now,
Paul, told me that. I'm sorry.
Oh, look, you don't owe me an apology. I'm sorry. Anyway, I called to talk to you about Lane Kiffin. He's been up here in Knoxville doing the portal thing. I realize that it's all legal. But you know the deal between him and Tennessee. And he made pictures at the last place. I'd be wanting to make a picture in Tennessee, but it's at our port. But anyway, then he put another picture out, and it had, I don't know where he was, but it had like a case, and it had some tennis shoes, and it had ball material in it. He's like letting everybody know, he was here. And then he did get one of our players, Tyler Barron. So I just wondered, I just figured he's probably listening to your show, and I want to tell him we still don't like him up here, and like is a very calm term.
Peggy, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I didn't mean to cut you off again, but we had to. We're up against a break, and we are coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We were looking at a picture there of the banquet we were talking about from the other night, put on by the Jeremiah Castile Foundation. The event was in Birmingham, and it honored the first team of color in the SEC to win a national championship 50 years ago. Let's get back to the calls. And Mac in Denver. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. I just want to ask you a couple questions about the state of Ole Miss football under Lane Kiffin. Where do they stand moving forward with conference realignment? And do you think there's any place that's hotter to land right now than Oxford, Mississippi?
I don't know. I mean, I think right now, Lane Kiffin seems to have a knack for going out there and bringing in great transfer portal people. And I think if you look at what Kiffin has done, he's got a setup there that could make him a serious contender a year from now. Let's check out Eric in Pennsylvania. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
This year we have the four best teams by the committee, and most people agree they are the four best teams. And I was looking at next year, you have Texas and Oklahoma going in to the SEC, and you have Washington right now, who's in the playoffs, going to the Big Ten. So if you take, let's just say the winners of those things, we'll just say Alabama, Texas, whichever one, Michigan, Florida State, and Oklahoma State would have won the Big 12 by their record. That means next year at the at-large bid, you'd have SMU and Liberty as the other two teams. Are we still taking the best teams next year?
Well, no. As long as we're taking the group of five in the playoff, we're not taking the best team. We're taking mostly the best teams and then an interloper, because the group of five has no business being in the playoffs.
So then why are we doing it? Well, right now we have the best four teams.
The people that run college athletics like to be inclusive, and they that's how we end up with usually the wrong teams in the playoffs every year. It's the mentality that trickles down from the top. Thank you very much for the call. Will is in Nashville. Hey, Will.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you also for having Ricky Williams on. I think he is one of the most intelligent and kindest people in the sport of football and has such a unique perspective. So I'm excited to hear more from him with Texas joining the SEC. But I also wanted to address Peggy, and Peggy sounds like a very sweet woman, very polite. She said she didn't like Lane Kiffin coming down into Knoxville, taking one of their players, Tyler Barron. I'd like to remind her that Lane actually got two of her players, and Lane Kiffin and Pete Golding are absolute sharks, and there's blood in the water right now. And if you're in Knoxville or Gainesville or Starkville or Columbia or Lexington or Nashville or College Station or Tuscaloosa, Auburn, you better be worried because we're coming after you. We're going to get everybody we want. Ole Miss is going to be in the college football playoff next year. And I just wanted to say, hottie totty, go Rebs. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very, very much. John is in St. Louis. So, hey, John.
Paul, how you doing today?
Okay, John.
Hey, Paul. First of all, it's going to be a nice call. Paul, I was going to tell you, I really, you know, appreciate your show. I think you do a super job and always give a lot of the callers leeway to express their opinions. And I think that's something that we really are missing in our society today is that we have people who really don't want to listen to either point of view and they just shut the other side out and close the door. So I just want to tell you, you have a tremendous holiday season. And I don't know what you're doing over the holidays. If you guys are off next week, I hope you're not, because I love listening to your show.
We will be off the very beginning of the week, but we'll be back by the middle of the week to get you ready for the bowl games.
Yeah, and real quick here, you know, the game, the big game, the Rose Bowl is coming up here pretty quick. It's still, you know, I guess 10 days away. Do you have a gut feel yet, Paul? I mean, what is your gut feel? You think Bama can do it here?
John, that is my gut feeling. We're about to talk to an expert, though, who isn't basing his theory on gut. He's talked to people who have observed the University of Michigan. Jay Rock is up next. Hey, Jay Rock.
How you doing, Paul?
Good afternoon.
Man, it was good running into you Saturday night,
well,
finally.
It was great.
And that event, man, that Jeremiah puts on, man, that's amazing. And to get to hear the stories about the Bear and what people think about him, get to hear from the players' mouth they feel was real eye-opening, man. And it was a nice event. So,
thank you. Yeah, it was
just
great
to tell
you,
everybody
Jay Rock,
that.
I know you got a lot going on right now.
No, I ain't got a lot going on.
That's kind of what I picked up listening to you talk, but I don't mean to.
Nah.
No?
Nah. But, I just wanted to say that, man. If anybody can help donate to that foundation, that's cool, too. But roll tide, man.
Okay, J-Rock does not want to confirm that he's got a lot going on, does he?
No.
Apparently not. John is up next. Hey, John.
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great.
Yeah. 30 calls later. Hey, look here. I remember listening to you when you was with Doug Vickers. Is he still doing okay? I'm almost afraid to ask.
My last check on Neil Vickers, he is alive and well.
That's good. I like old Doug.
He had a backbone. He's too mean to die.
Yeah. Hey, but anyway, I'm sure you've seen it. And look, this old news, I'm sorry. But did you see the documentary about the history of the wishbone?
I have not seen it, no.
No, I've seen it. Oh, it was really interesting. I found it on YouTube. But nonetheless, they said in 1970, that Darrell Royal, of course, at Texas, and Emory Ballard, who apparently came up with it, got in touch. Or no, actually, Barry Switzer at Oklahoma got in touch with them. And Emory Ballard taught Barry Switzer how to run it. And they were, you know, arch enemies. And, of course, Oklahoma took off in this wild run. I thought you'd seen that. I thought that was so interesting.
I didn't know that. I know the Alabama part of the story because I've interviewed a number of people who were part of it when they unveiled the wishbone in 1971 at the Southern Cal game in California.
Yeah. Yeah, they said that Alabama would, when the reporters would come to practice, Alabama would go to the I formation. When they'd leave, they'd go back to running the wishbone.
Yeah. That, to me, is the most remarkable thing, John, is that Alabama could get ready for a major game against Southern Cal with reporters in somewhat in the know and never get that story never getting out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I find that hard to believe. I mean, you know, it's not going to fly today, but which I know that part, but that was so – I didn't know that about Darryl Royal telling Emory Blard. He said, Barry Switzer's going to call you and ask you about this wishbone, and you tell him everything we know. Because apparently Emory Blard, from what I understand, invented it. And he did.
Well, that is correct. Emory did invent it. Emory later went on to coach at Mississippi State. We will take a break. More to come. More from Bruce Feldman in a couple of minutes about what to expect 2 weeks from right now.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.